This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes,
and you should have had a buzzer that we could like go like, man.
I was busy focusing on what I was supposed to be recording and I'd forgotten. We are going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock, so you've got about 10 more minutes if you want to contribute to the show. We started off the show about digital well-being and how some guy has said, look, we shouldn't be getting notifications all day. Maybe we should get them in batches, and maybe that's the way of dealing with things. We've had a whole bunch of messages coming in. We've had zero tweets, which is surprising. Normally, we get quite a few on them. We've had a few WhatsApp messages. Mm-hmm. Plenty of stuff on Instagram. If you do want to get in touch before the end of the show, get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. Final story of the day. Christine, take it away.
Okay, so it was supposed to be, I believe, what would have been Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday this week. And that's quite lovely. And Barack Obama is someone that was really, really inspired by former South Africa President Nelson Mandela. He has said that he was one of the countless millions who drew inspiration from Nelson Mandela's life. Of course, there are parallels between the two, as they were both the first black presidents of their respective countries as well. And he used all of this inspiration to do a high-profile speech, which is his first one since stepping down as US president as well. And I watched there's a video of the speech up on the BBC, which is where I got this article from. And here are some five key points from the speech. But it's interesting because while the speech is in honor of Nelson Mandela, Obama seems to be talking about topical things.
Mm-hmm. Or people.
Yes.
Okay.
Without actually mentioning them. So.
Okay. I think we can guess, but let's go.
Let's go through them. The first key point is that facts are sacred. Quote unquote, Obama says, you have to believe in facts. Without facts, there is no basis for cooperation. If I say this is a podium and you say this is an elephant, it's going to be hard for us to cooperate. he's also said, he also mentioned about people who disagreed with the Paris Accord on climate change. He said, I can't find common ground with these people if someone says climate change is not happening when almost all the world scientists say it is. If you start saying it is an elaborate hoax, where do we start? Which, I don't know about you guys, but maybe that reminds me of someone who is kind of against the Paris Accord on climate change. Mm-hmm. That's maybe mentioned it once or twice. And the other thing that Obama said, and I quote, by the way, it used to be if you caught politicians lying, they said, oh man, now they just keep on lying.
Mm-hmm. Still, so, it feels like he's still talking about the same person.
Yeah, just yeah, maybe. Obama's yeah. just casually spitting truth, you know, in this speech in honor of Nelson Mandela. So that's kind of great. Number two. Immigration is a strength. He said that striving towards equality ensures a society can draw on the talents and energy of all its people. He referred to the World Cup win by France just days earlier. He said, just look at the French football team. Not all of those folks look like Gauls to me, but they are French. They are French. He said that it is a plain fact that racial discrimination still exists in the US and South Africa as well, which is where the speech took place. So it's interesting that he brought that up as a key thing. Mm. Number three. Business titans are isolated from ordinary people. He said that the world's elite are out of touch with the lives of the poor, and I quote, in their business dealings, many titans of industry are increasingly detached from any nation state. They live lives more and more isolated from ordinary people, and the decision to shut down a factory were seen as simply a rational response to shareholders' demands. So he's basically, like, with that part of the speech, he was kind of talking about
Donald Trump.
I mean, we don't know. I think also what's interesting about that is that for me personally, it also resonated with what we've been hearing recently about like Elon Musk and people like that who maybe are not quite on the same wavelength mm-hmm. as ordinary people. Mm-hmm. Number four was Viva Democracy. So he said that basically the fact that the world's most prosperous and successful societies happen to be those which have most closely approximated the liberal progressive ideal that we talk about. You know, shows that democracy is actually an effective system.
We know something about that, right?
Yeah,
we can relate.
Yeah. We can actually talk about that now.
We can.
Yay! And the last one is just to keep hope alive. He said, keep believing, keep marching, keep building, keep raising your voice. We don't just need one leader. What we badly need is that collective spirit, and every generation has the opportunity to remake the world.
And this is just, when's the midterms this year? Just out of interest?
In the US?
Yeah.
November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's just come out and had a speech round about now. Good timing, that.
Good timing, Barack Obama.
Right. It's pretty much time for us to wrap up. But what we'll do is, if you missed any part of this show, don't forget the podcast will be available via the website very soon. If you can't get it on the website, you can always download our app. It's, of course, on the Apple App Store, on Google Play. We started off with that story about digital well-being and whether or not, you know, is it easier to cope with a bunch of notifications throughout the day or have them staggered as and when they come in.
Yeah, and then we talked about how Twitter says that it doesn't have the bandwidth to fix verification right now.
Mm. Then we asked the question, does Facebook profit from extreme content?
And then we talked about Barack Obama's speech in honor of what would have been Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday, where he maybe called people out without mentioning any names.
Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for today. But do join us again tomorrow at noon, same time, same place. We'll be here in the studio. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, is the Breakfast Grill Replay. This is a man that you met, actually, Arvin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who's it?
Mm-hmm. Gary Vaynerchuk.
Gary Vaynerchuk,
depends,
yes.
Which one of his personalities you're talking to.
Oh, yes. Okay. So the Breakfast Grill spoke with Gary V, mm-hmm. Or better known as Gary V, digital media mogul, best-selling author, serial entrepreneur, and early investor in Twitter. I wonder what he's got to say. I wonder if his account is verified. It must be.
I think it is.
He spoke about Facebook, Tumblr, Birchbox, a whole bunch of other stuff. Find out what lessons he learned from his biggest failed investments. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. I'm Rich Bradbury on behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. Coming up next, it's Green Day with Warning. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm kidding. See you tomorrow. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.